Hello, welcome to Podmas Day 3. This is the second recording I've done because the first one just descended into an absolute rambling mess. And I know why, which is kind of interesting. So I'll share it with you. But first, I just want to say a huge thank you to everybody taking part. It's just been amazing to see you all joining in via Instagram, which is just a super cool medium to do it on. Maybe it can be called Instagram-mas. No, that doesn't work. yeah, it's just been great. Great, I've loved it. I've loved getting to know people as well and hearing their best piece of advice and yeah, great. I'm loving it. I am full of cold still, but feeling a lot better. I think I sound worse than I am. So I am making myself a sort of coffee turmeric cinnamon drink, which is why you can hear the kettle boiling and you're going to hear it whistle in but a moment. There we go. It's bringing you a bit closer. Woo! Such an aggressive whistle. Also, if you try and take the little nozzle off too soon, it gets really cross and like shoots off. Enough kettle chat. Before we jump in actually to today, I wanted to let you know, because I completely forgot to do it yesterday and the day before, that my SEO course, Simple SEO Success, is on sale for December. It's £65. And then I'm getting rid of it. So it won't be available at all next year. I'll be doing perhaps, I've talked about maybe doing a light version where you just get a little snippet. But the course as it stands won't be available after December. So if you want it and if you have been thinking about it, then get it before the end of December, basically. And I feel really bad saying that because it's kind of a gross scarcity marketing ploy, but honestly, it actually isn't. I'm sick of my courses. Excuse me. One of the things that I decided to do, which kind of ties in with today, today's prompt, which is what I've learned about myself this year. And for me, it's how adaptable I am and how willing to learn I am. So taking it back to the course, I realised that I sort of critically analysed everything I do in my job, and the courses were the ones that brought me the most money but the least joy. And they're just so time intensive, labour intensive, that I just wanted, yeah, them to be over. I wanted to consolidate them. And in truth, the one that I really enjoy doing, the one that brings me the most joy, and I just feel, yeah, the best doing, is my byline course, Your First Byline, which I've run I don't know, what would you call it? I've done it twice now, because it's an open and closed thing. It's very kind of, it's not really self-paced in the same way that the SEO course is completely self-paced, so you can literally dip in and out. You don't get any input from me. Although now there's a Facebook group, because people really like a Facebook group. So the byline course is the one that I really, really, I don't know, I just feel like it's my zone of genius. Another kind of term that I don't really like using, but it fits the bill, doesn't it? So that's why I decided to close the SEO course. And this isn't one big advertorial, but it kind of feels like it is now. That's that. I'm going to move on now. So if you want to get it, you can go to the link in the show notes, or you can find it on my website, lucylucraft.com, and then there's a tab called Courses, and you can find it in there. So today's prompt, I have learned about myself this year. I have had a brilliant year, I have to say, to start off with. A really bloody brilliant year. I started the year. So if you don't know me and you're just discovering me through Podmas, I am a freelance journalist by trade, and the courses have only been something that I've done this year. So I started out in travel blogging and then worked for Lonely Planet Traveller and then staffed at the Express on the travel desk and became a journalist. But before I went on maternity leave, I was a journalist and that's what I was doing. I made some bits and bobs from blogging, from sponsored posts and things like that, but really it was the journalism that was the bulk of my income. And then I took way more time off than I thought I would, and I remember saying to my editor before I went on mat leave, and I went on mat leave pretty much the day that I gave birth, I said to her, oh, I'll only take a couple of months off. And actually, I just really enjoyed having that time off. So when I went back to work, or when maternity leave ended in January, as in the maternity pay, I had nothing lined up. I didn't have any regular clients and I was terrified. I honestly didn't know what I was going to do. I remember thinking, I just don't know what I'm going to do. But I don't know why or what, but Anais was at nursery a couple of days a week, or a day and a half a week, just so that I could, you know, I had the podcast, so there was that, so that I could have keep my fingers in my work pies. And I decided, I don't know my potential, so let's put her in full time. And my husband obviously was super supportive about it, and let's just see what I can do. And I don't know where it came from, genuinely I don't know where it came from, but I saw people doing e-courses and I just thought, what am I good at? What are people always asking me about? SEO, that's what people are asking me about. And I did that. I just created the course. I had no idea what to price it at. I didn't know if people would buy it. And people bought it. A lot of people bought it. And then people started raving about it and telling their friends. And I got really good feedback. Anyway, so then I was like, okay, I'm just going to do courses. Courses will make me money. I don't have to worry about journalism. So then I did the Byline course and then I did a podcast course. All in all, I was coursed out by the end of the year. I kind of started the year thinking that maybe I would do some blog coaching, which didn't work out at all. And then halfway through the year, or actually in the spring, in April, we moved to Brighton. So we decided to do that in January. And obviously looking for houses and finding a house and selling our house, all of that took until April. And we up sticks and moved to a place that's three times as big as our old place, away from London, the place that I'd lived since I was 18, or 17 actually. It was mad. And then, I don't know, I guess this is a really rambly, like terribly rambly, terribly rambly way to say, I'm really adaptable. And I never realised that I was. I just didn't realise at all. I moved to a new place, made friends, filled a house with stuff that I got from charity shops, found a new nursery for Anais, settled us all in, and I actually didn't really work over the summer. Oh, I love you on. Because I haven't had my coffee yet. Hang on a moment. So who knew? that I am way more adaptable than I thought I was. Oh, and the other thing is that I feel like in the past 18 months that I've been learning about zero waste, and in the 3 or 4 years that I've been vegan on and off, and my whole family has been vegan for a year, I've learned so much, and I've had to really dig into my own privilege and ignorance around certain things, and that's been really good. That's been really good. And I think I have a tendency to be really defensive when I'm criticised, but there are times when I haven't kind of doubled down, and I've chosen to learn about myself instead, and I'm really proud of that. Right, that is it for day 3. Oh, I'm loving it. It's so much fun, isn't it? I wanted to give a little shout out to The Quiet Heart, who I met on Instagram yesterday. She's amazing, and she has the most beautiful eyes that I've ever seen. And Cat Blue Jay, who I love and have loved for a long time. She's been a great Insta friend for a really long time. And both of them have some really wonderful advice and talk about the first two prompts really, really well on their Instagram. So go and check them out. Okay, I'm going to love you and leave you, and see you tomorrow.